One thing we want to explore as we look at our physiology course and pathophysiology is there any connection between any of the diseases that develop today and diet? And so one thing we need to think about a little bit is diet and evolution. So 20 million years ago, when a common ancestor evolved, common to ourselves and the apes, we shared this ancestor. And then about 6 million years ago, man took a different evolutionary path from our closest relative, the chimpanzee. And when we did that, our brains started to develop. They got much larger. They increased in size. And this puts a great energy requirement on the brain. And at that time, we changed our diet somewhat to be able to accommodate this. So we started off for about the first 18 million years, we were herbivores. And then for the last 2 million years or so, we've been omnivores. And to start with, we were hunter-gatherers. And apparently, most hunter-gatherers have about 2/3 of their diet comes from plants and about 1/3 from meat. They have high amounts of vitamin C in their diet, high amounts of fiber, high amounts of minerals such as iron and calcium. The proportion of sodium and potassium is such that they have high potassium and low sodium. And when we look at the polyunsaturated fats, they have a much higher ratio of omega-3 fats to omega-6. They had a ratio that was probably about 1 to 1. So what happened about 10 to 12,000 years ago, the advent of farming occurred, and this was followed somewhat later by the industrial era. And for about the last 100 years or so, we've had abundant supplies of industrialized food and mass production of diets, mass production of processed foods, which tend to be rich in sugar and fat. So if you compare our diets these days, you find we eat much more saturated fats, far less polyunsaturated fats. We have a different ratio now of omega-3 to omega-6, such that we probably have about 20 times as much omega-6 as we do omega-3. We consume a lot more refined sugars, refined starches. Our diet is fairly low in fiber, reasonably low in protein, and we take in low quantities of vitamins and minerals, with the exception of we take in large amounts of sodium now compared to potassium. So we think that all these changes in diet could have led us to some of the diseases that we see around today. And although now far fewer people die at a young age from communicable diseases, people are living much longer, but as they live much longer, they develop all sorts of diseases, such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes type 2, etc. And we know that diet plays a really huge role in terms of obesity, say, and atherosclerosis. So what we need to do now is, as we consider various diseases, think a little bit about diet and whether it plays any role or could play some role.